This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Now it's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. Diana in Southville writes, "My boyfriend loves to call me all day to talk when he could text me instead. He always starts out with, 'Where are you? Is he keeping tabs on me or what? Can I ignore his calls?'"
Well, you can ignore him, but the opening line is, "Where are you?"
Mm-hmm. He's keeping tabs.
Yeah. Just like, where are you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because if I don't care about you, I don't care where you at.
Oh.
I'm just glad you ain't here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The concern. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Calvin in Queens. Calvin says, "For my 50th birthday, my wife said I can have a threesome, and she picked the woman. She picked my female best friend. I'm afraid that when we have sex, my wife will see that my friend and I already have sexual chemistry."
God.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word, Steve Harvey. Is this a bad idea? Now you may speak.
What?
Well, look what done popped up so soon. Just the other day, I was explaining to them that the question was, a girl was having drinks with three of her male co-worker friends.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend came in with a male friend of his, saw her, and just walked out. She said you could have came over and spoke. He said that he looked jealous by walking out. Yeah, because he know what's up. Now here we are again. Some more friends. So now he turned 50. His wife said he could have a threesome for his birthday. But she picked a girl, and she picked his best friend, who is a girl. Who they already have sexual tension.
But you got to have a threesome.
Is this a bad idea?
Yeah.
Well, it was your wife's idea.
He got
to have. Let me explain something to you, though, dog. When it's you and your friend's turn, you have got to act not interested.
How's he going to do that?
How's he going to play that off?
Yeah.
He ain't.
Yeah, he's not that good of an actor. Yeah.
No. And you got, and one of your parts don't act at all. he's not an actor at all.
Uh-huh.
His little stupid behind just over here, just on his own, in his own movie.
He's directing himself.
You gotta go, I have told him. Sit, ain't right. Nobody talking to you. Sit down.
And get somewhere to sit down. Wow. So.
Boy, this is a bad idea, dog.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so on
your
like
birthday,
that.
You should have a three. No.
So
this one, you got to say,
y'all show is glad to see each other. Yeah, you got to say. You should just say, no, I don't, because she's just a friend of mine. I don't want to.
Yeah. pick somebody else.
Yeah, but you know that's who you want. Okay, that ain't gonna fly.
He wants it.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, dog. This got divorced, wrote all over it.
Yeah, duh.
Just from Uncle Steve. Just get out of this one, dog. Because the only benefit to this is that third person. And your wife gonna be there the whole time. What you cannot do is go in there with no extra clowning. Oh, boy, this ain't a good idea.
No, this is terrible.
Not with your wife, dog.
How does he get out of it?
Baby, I appreciate that, but no. I don't want that introduced into our marriage. I love you too much. And just go on, get out of that, dog.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of tossing and turning, dog.
All right. Moving on to Shelby in Florence. Shelby writes, my husband isn't speaking to me because I fell asleep on him while we were intimate. I had taken cold meds, but I still try to please him. I've tried to make it up to him. How could his pride be so hurt when he knows it was the medication?
Well, but he was giving it his all. That's the problem. And you overlooked
it. Sleep, dog?
But you snoring.
She went to sleep.
She didn't sleep. But on cold meds, she probably was.
Dog, you ain't doing nothing. I don't care what you done told. You're not going to be able to sleep with me. I got too much going on. Now, I don't know how you're going to sleep with your ankle over there by your ear, but if you can.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Ooh.
So he's still mad. How can she make it up to him?
What you're going to have to do is... What you're going to have to do is make him think it was him that put you to sleep. What you're going to have to do is next time y'all get busy together, you're going to holler and then fall out.
Okay.
Instant. And start snoring and just say, boy, you done did it again. Ooh, you knocks me out. That's the only way you can fix this because right now, you done bruised his ego.
Yeah. He needs to get over it.
Both of these letters, everybody got to act their butt off.
And the Oscar goes. All right, last one. Franco in Tampa. Franco writes, I was in a store and my wife went through my car. I could tell she'd been through my glove box and she kept denying it. We've been married 3 years and she started doing a lot of little crazy things. Should I ask her what she's looking for?
Well, yeah, you can ask her. I'm assuming she didn't find nothing in the car when she was looking. I'm going to assume that.
Yeah, she didn't say.
Because obviously.
Didn't say. Yeah.
You can just go on and ask her, baby. I don't know what you're looking for, but you ain't going to find nothing because I ain't into nothing.
Okay. All right.
You know, you could try that.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.